Future Think, How to Think Clearly in a Time of Change. Authors, Eddie Weiner and Arnold Brown. The 9/11 Law. What happened to the U.S. intelligence apparatus on 9/11 was a failure, not of intelligence, but of imagination. The U.S. government had all information. It just couldn't see how to think about it in the most effective way. For more than 35 years, we have tracked change and told people how to act about it. The first thing we learned was that how people respond to information is far more important than information itself. We found that people's fear of change often led them to reject or deny information about change. So we had to find ways to help them see the real possibilities, to remove or diminish their personal traps and biases without, in any way, changing the truth of the information or of the situation. The limits of expertise. As trend analysts, we learned another lesson. Never turn only to doctors if you want to see the future of healthcare, or only to army generals to define the future of war. People generally, both professionally and personally, know so much about the present that they can't see the future. When someone has too much information to see clearly, we call this educated incapacity. To thrive on the fast-paced journey into the 21st century, you need to selectively, but accurately, shed all of this educated incapacity, the baggage of accumulated knowledge that makes you incapable of seeing change. How breakthroughs happen. Experts constantly run in place on their educated incapacity wheel, rarely testing their assumptions or shifting their frame of reference. But when they manage to do otherwise, startling things occur. Think about it this way. If you already know where someone stands on any given position, you're not likely to sit up and take notice when he continues making the same point. You've heard it already, so you don't focus your brain much on listening to what they say. If the person tends to agree with you, you're less likely to exert any mental effort to consider their point. You relax instead. But if that person confuses you by taking a contrary approach, then you pay a great deal more attention, because now your mind is rattled. Your mind exerts more effort. You need to compute, reflect, and reconsider your own thoughts. This is why and how leaders can accomplish monumental breakthroughs when they approach things counter to their track record. Shedding intellectual baggage can be difficult, and it's scary. But it can also be exhilarating, empowering, highly rewarding, and indeed, necessary in today's changing world. Future Think Techniques. Here are some of the future thinking techniques that can help you shed some baggage and become more able to see the future. 1. Looking through alien eyes. Only two kinds of intelligent life forms do not suffer from educated incapacity or mental baggage: aliens from another planet and children. 2. Figure ground. Figure ground is often illustrated with a picture of a vase, which is the figure, that can also be perceived as a profile of two faces, which is ground. Depending which you focus on, see one or the other. We created an experiment around figure ground illustrations. We used a picture of a diamond on 20 respondents. 10 were told it was a picture of a kite in the sky, and 10 were told it was a window with 4 panes. After 10 minutes, each subject was asked to draw what they had seen in the picture. Each person's drawing more closely resembled what they were told than what was actually shown. Example number 1. Stability or transition. We tend to define people by the stage of life they are in: married, adolescent, student, retired, and so on. The emerging reality is that many people seem to be spending more time and effort between stages of lives. Perhaps it's appropriate to finally recognize that these between times are becoming the figure, while stability is becoming the ground. Changes in what was the traditional life cycle are a major contributor to what you might call betweenity. The time people spend in betweenity should become seriously reckoned by marketers and public policymakers. Example number 2. Able, challenged. Society assumes that the figure is comprised of physically able people, and that those with one or more handicaps make up the ground. An alien would observe something altogether different. Adding together all the people who are obese or have asthma, pregnant women, athletes with chronic pain, people with back pain, and those who have sight or hearing problems, you can conclude that living one's life to the normal expected age without ever being physically challenged is the exception to the rule. This new information can alter many products. If you design for the physically challenged, you design for everyone. Nobody enjoys blouses that button in the back. When cities were forced to lower sidewalk curbs to accommodate wheelchairs, the percentage of wheelchair users who used those dipped curbs paled, in comparison to the bikers, shoppers with grocery wagons, and others who benefited. Now that our oldsters are moving up in years, their eyesight is diminishing. Yet most product labels still print in small type, even though many of them are often read in dim lighting. From TV control panels to automobile dashboards, the whole world is designed for the eyes of the adolescents, at the peak of their physical form and prowess. Designing larger, easier-to-use, more convenient products for a physically challenged audience would make life a lot easier for people who are not viewed as physically challenged in a traditional sense. 3. Trend, counter-trend. In physics, Newton said, "For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction." In the world of human activity, every trend creates its opposite or counter-trend. Counter-trends don't happen despite trends, they happen because of them. Example number 1. No responsibility self-reliance. Indications are that we are moving into a future of increasing self-reliance. Divorce rates increased during the last 50 years. Lifetime employment is quickly becoming rarer, even in Japan. And pensions are withdrawn, or in jeopardy. Yes, we're increasingly on our own, but many people don't want that much responsibility. Some people thrive on autonomy, but others have a hard time being accountable and responsible for themselves. The self-reliance future has begun to usher in its counter-trend, the comfort of getting rid of responsibility by passing it on, or buying solutions in the marketplace. Example number 2. The sociology of apology. The media and society put achievers on a pedestal. Success is honored. But that honor soon becomes tinged with suspicion that standing out is somehow antisocial. Success has always aroused envy. And that counter-reaction seems more violent today. The use of counter-trends. Newton's third law that for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction is one of the most fundamental predictions of the future. Trends and their counter-trends lay down many of the paths by which we travel toward tomorrow. For business, this is a critical point since it doubles your chances of success. For example, if you make angel figurines, or candles, or books for journaling, or meditation guides, you can capitalize on the religious, the spiritual, or the material. The important thing to remember is that both trend and counter-trend present opportunities for profit. But at the fork in the road, business people should not merely ask which is the best road to take. They should also ask how our assets and competencies can best be used to our advantage on either or both roads. Counter-trends can make money. Ignoring them means leaving the opportunity to the competition. Not realizing that every trend creates a counter-trend will leave you confused and surprised by the unfolding events and changes ahead. Understanding the existence of counter-trends will free and untrap your mind, and allow it to process change much more accurately.